Hello to all Earth citizens and welcome to my Conscious Coaching Podcast. This is Dr. Kianush, founder and creative director of MCCG. My Conscious Coaching Group is a non-political, non-religious 501c3 coaching nonprofit with initiatives in healthcare, leadership, and education with focus on emotional and spiritual intelligence. Our vision is to raise self and global awareness for a conscious mind through education and application of EQ and SQ, and our vision is to connect, collaborate, and partner with hospitals, academics, colleges, and medical schools and organizations to embrace growth, self-healing, and self-coaching to achieve well-being, peak performance of individuals and the team as a one connected whole. Today, our wonderful guest speaker is Dr. Marcia Reynolds. She is president of the Co-Visioning LLC. Marcia's hold a doctorate in organizational psychology and 2 master's degree in learning psychology and communications. She is passionate about researching, writing about, and teaching people around the world how to engage in powerful conversation that connect, influence, and activate change. From government agencies and large multinational companies to coaching schools and programs in Asia, the Middle East, Europe, and North America, she's constantly invited to present on fresh new ways to move forward on the path of coaching mastery. Marcia is a pioneer in the coaching profession. She was the 5th global president of the International Coaching Federation, ICF, and inducted into their Circle of Distinction for her many years of service to the global coaching community. She is recognized by Global Gurus as one of the top 5 coaches in the world. She is the creator of the renowned WBEC program, Breakthrough Coaching, where I had the honor of working and learning from her on how to become an organically breakthrough coach. Interviews from her books have appeared in many places, including Fast Company, Forbes, CNN, Psychology Today, The Globe and Mail, and The Wall Street Journal. And she has appeared in business magazines in Europe, Asia, and on the ABC World News as well. You can know more about her through her website, covisioning.com. Welcome to our podcast, Marcia. So glad to see you here today and so grateful for accepting my invite. I always ask my guests that how do you like the world to know you as well or to know about you?
You know, when people say you work too hard, I always say, but I live too hard. I love my work. I'm very passionate about bringing coaching to the world. And I take care of myself, my health, and my physical capabilities. But that's so I can just have more time and energy to do what I love the most, and which is learning and teaching about coaching.
Yeah, and I love it the way you say that. I'm so glad to have you here today. So to your opinion, what does a breakthrough coaching or transformational coaching mean?
Well, you know, so many times, even today, people get the whole concept of coaching mixed up with mentoring and problem solving. And what's ideal about coaching, what makes it unique, is that we're mostly focused on helping us, the smart person sitting in front of us, find their own way through their fog and their maze of thinking. We're a thinking partner. And I know that if I help someone to think in a way they can't do for themselves, that they will have a moment, an aha, a creative insight that gives them some direction, if not solutions, to the dilemma they're facing. You know, we're so stuck in our heads, our stories, our brain wants to preserve our stories, our mental models, because it helps us to feel safe and certain. But the past can't define what's present and what's possible. And that's what we help people to do, to break through those past stories and mental models in a way they can't do for themselves. So they see what else that they can see about the situation and themselves in order to find a new way forward.
I see. So the breakthrough coaching was, to your opinion, and from what my understanding is, just to break through the past stories and the breakthrough the past models and coming up, you know, with the new stories for sake of our clients, you know, and our own well-being.
Yeah, right. You know, I was recently read something that said that we never acknowledge, we never see that we're wrong. We always think we're right and we find the reasons mm-hmm. for being right. We could see how we were wrong in the past, but not in the present. So we fool ourselves, and the more emotions there are, the more we make up stories that we believe in that could not be serving us in the bigger picture.
Yeah, exactly. And as you mentioned, having a thinking partner, it's really important, you know, to retell our story to ourselves. And maybe when we hear it again with the, you know, telling someone, we catch ourselves, you know, at the moment of telling their stories, or just with the feedbacks that the coaches are giving to us. I have read your book, you know, when I was doing my training on the breakthrough coaching with the WBEC program with you, coach the person, not the problem. I was just curious, what made you to write that, and what can you tell us, what is it about?
Well, I tend to write books based on what I see is missing in people's awareness and knowledge. And before Coach the Person, I wrote a book on uncomfortable conversations that were both for leaders and coaches. But I really wanted to focus on coaching. My publisher at that time didn't, but then saw how many coaches bought my book, The Discomfort Zone. So he said, okay, write a book about coaching. I just saw coaches just get so stuck in routines that weren't working for them, and thinking too much, and thinking that they could never ask a closed question or they could never interrupt, when sometimes that's appropriate and it helps us to help our clients clarify how they see things and what's going on, and to not let them run over cliffs and run down bunny trails in avoidance of the main issue. So I wanted to lay out other possibilities that are still within the realm of coaching that they had gotten either lost or were taught in a very rigid way that doesn't really work in a spontaneous interaction that we have with our clients.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, that when we discover how many times we are standing on our own way and becoming our worst enemies. And I think that's a great coaching also is helping a client to see those moments that they are standing on their base, and the problem is not actually the problem. It's just maybe there is something underlying the problem.
Usually.
So we have a coaching agreement when we start the coaching session. So what must be clarified in your opinion and agreed on in the beginning of each session in order to ensure the growth at the end?
Well, you know, in my coach training and for years, we basically agreed on a direction, you know, what the person wanted to solve. And usually it was, you know, I need to make a decision. I need to make a plan. I have here this problem, and the focus of the coaching was then resolving the problem. But that's very surface coaching and often just problem solving. Okay. That the agreement must be, what is it you want to create? Or what does it look like when you get what you really want? So if they have a dilemma, or even if they have a decision, what would the decision give you? What would the plan give you? What is it you really want in this moment that you don't have? And we have to really clarify that, because even if they say it, we may ask them if they say, well, you know, I want to have a more fulfilling job. Well, what does fulfilling mean to you? Because fulfilling is an abstract concept. I need to see what you want. We need to agree that this is exactly what you want to create before we can move forward. Because I'm going to assume I know what you mean by fulfilling, but my fulfilling is different than your fulfilling. My confidence and what it looks like is different than you. You know, my disappointment is different. So if we can agree to what it will look like, that can take a good portion of the session, and could even be the breakthrough. when the client identifies finally what exactly is that they want, you know, then getting there makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, and I agree with you that the breakthrough is just they gain the skills to be able to see themselves, not just the problem, you know.
Right.
And that's what the real breakthrough is, and how rewarding it is both for the clients and for the coaches, because the problems are always there. There is one problem after another. It never is.
Right. Yeah. You don't just climb one mountain. You climb one mountain and then you see the next one.
Exactly. So, Marcia, to your opinion, what's the difference, you know, between giving information and giving advice in a coaching session?
You know, that was really enlightening to me. I was actually at a conference in Thailand, and Magda, who's the executive director of the ICF, gave a really clear distinction. She says, if you're giving someone information that they don't have, you're not telling them what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, did you know? And you might give them, you know, a study or just, you know, something about habits, or like with emotional intelligence that, you know, you might give them a definition or to tell them, you know, it's really just a recognition of what's going on. And then you make your own choice. That doesn't tell them what to do. That just gives them information that they need to help them to determine what to do. So as long as you're not giving them information in order to lead them to a solution, you're just giving them things that will help them to see their situation and their self better, so they can then make a more informed choices as you coach them through the process.
I see. And it really makes sense to me as well and resonate, because when I wanted to launch a nonprofit back in 2018, I had no clue about what should I do, where should I start, you know. I wanted to do something to make a difference, but I just didn't know how. The idea was in my head, but I couldn't just deliver it. And having the information, you know, that I received from my mentors was really helpful, just to let me know what are my options. And then I make my choices to see what is resonating with me.
Right.
And,
well, and, you know, even there's sometimes I get people that are like, during the pandemic, I had two clients that had been promoted two levels, you know, and given like huge organizational change projects. Well, they didn't know, even if they could figure out how to create the plans for the projects, they didn't know how to present to the top leadership team, you know, to be able to work through that system and even know a little bit about politics. So in those cases, I would even agree that, so part of our session will be mentoring. And then part of it will be coaching. And eventually, when they had enough information, we went to strict coaching. But I'm very clear when I'm wearing a mentoring hat, you know, giving them, you know, my experiences and my opinions is mentoring. And I want them to know the difference. And they usually ask after a certain time, okay, we can focus on coaching now, because they see the value once they have the knowledge.
Yeah. So there's a distinction. So you mentioned just that I'm changing my hat. I'm going from the coaching to the mentoring, and the reverse.
Yeah.
That is helpful. When do you think it's appropriate for a coach to share a personal experience? I mean, a story or personal experience from their own lives. And my question is just that, can we be friends with our client?
You know, I always... There may be a time within the coaching session that telling your own story could be helpful. But until you are really have developed a mastery in coaching, I always say save it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
As they get toward deciding what they're going to do to create their plan after they've had their insights and the conversation, then you may ask, you know, would it be useful if I shared with you my experience of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always invite them at that point. So it would be more toward the end. If you interrupt with your own personal story during the session, then you're leading them to what it is that you think they ought to do. And it's not about you. You know, and if there's, again, some information that, you know, a short story might tell them. So like, you know, here's something that I learned. Can I share with you my experience? Because this is something I learned about the legal process or, mm-hmm. you know, certification or something in my own story where I made a mistake and here's what happened. But always it has to really tie in and be given as information, not advice.
Yeah, I see. And so mm-hmm. to your opinion, it's better to be toward the end of the session.
Toward the end.
It's not helpful if you have a personal story. Doesn't it create more bonding and more, trusting relationship?
You know, that's an excuse. Not really.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you could always... It may be appropriate just to say, yeah, I understand. I've had a similar experience. Mm-hmm. And leave it there. Mm-hmm. If they're really curious, they may ask you. But, you know, then you're making it about you. Mm-hmm. The coaching is never about you. You're a thinking partner to them. Mm-hmm. And your experience is not theirs ever, ever, ever. And I'm very adamant about that. I had a group of women I was coaching that all grew up in the same neighborhood, knew each other really well, but they were more likely to make assumptions because they thought they knew each other. And I don't care if you have lived next door to me all your life, you don't know my life experience. You know, and so we have to be very careful about the assumptions that we make because of our own past. And that's why we want to keep ourselves, the word I, mm-hmm. out of coaching as much as possible.
Yeah, very, very good distinction about it. But when we share that personal experience toward the end, I think that's where my second question came, and I stick to this one, that doesn't it bring more closer, you know, and in the relationship, in the coaching client relationship? And then we reach the second question, that can we be friends with our client?
Okay. No and no.
Yeah.
And so I establish safety and trust with my presence and with the way I ask my questions. I never have that problem where they don't feel safe with me. I don't need to bond with them at a personal level, because then what's going to happen once they're kind of my friend, I might not challenge them. In a way that I would if I didn't feel worry about the judgment of my friend. Uh-huh. So you can be friendly with a client, but not be their friend.
I see. Yeah. Yeah, there's mm-hmm. difference between being friendly and the real friend. So maybe I meant that being more friendlier. So because it's a process that when you talk, having a conversation with mm-hmm. someone, they have mm-hmm. to talk about themselves. One of my clients said that it's just like, you know, just to be naked in front of a stranger. Mm-hmm. So just mm-hmm. they need to be mm-hmm. to have that trust in you somehow, or you create them that trust somehow, so they can talk about anything, you know, that they want.
And let me tell you how you do that. Mm-hmm. You do that right up front by allowing them to tell their story. You listen, you hear what's most important, you offer it back. It seems to me that, you know, what's really bothering you is this, or, you know, that what you said you wanted at the beginning, but you keep coming up with the reasons that you can't. You use the word but a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, would it be possible to look at how real is it to create what you want? Mm-hmm. That when they feel heard, seen, acknowledged, that's how you create the bond. You don't have to do it by sharing, oh yeah, I've lived through that. You know, that don't do that. They will feel it from you, and you match their energy. And so there's oftentimes I'm playful and light in my sessions, especially when they have a breakthrough and they laugh at themselves. I laugh with them. Mm-hmm. You know, and I laugh a lot, and my clients laugh a lot. So it's not a deep serious, you know. And but if they're sad, I soften. If they're angry, you know, and resistant, then I may be more direct. So I really listen and go with their flow, and they feel it. They feel seen, heard, and valued. And that's how they connect with you.
Yeah. And one other thing that I remember from my sessions, coaching session with you on the breakthrough coaching, and sometimes you were just saying, just love your client, just love them.
Yes.
So, and then how do we do that?
You know, that was, I told you the story, it was, you know, my very first class before we learned anything, he said, go coach. And we say, how can we coach? He said, just go love them.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. You open your heart.
Yeah.
But know that when you open your heart, you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they may reject you. They may not like you. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going to open my heart to you anyway. And that's, you know, I look at you and I see that you're this beautiful human being who's trying to achieve something that's a struggle. And I'm here to help you think through that. What a gift that is for me. You know, and so you just know that you feel that, and they feel it too. Even on Zoom, they feel it.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been the past president, you know, of the ICF. And we talked about that, what's the great coaching, you know, definition to you as well. And
mm-hmm.
how important is for the coaches to follow the ICF, you know, competencies and to mm-hmm. document the credentials, how
mm-hmm.
important it is.
Okay, I'm going
to
stop you. You're now asking me two questions again.
Okay.
The definition of coaching, I mean, there is a one word definition, and that's partnership, you know, and, the ICF definition says, you know, it's where we partner. And you've heard me say we're a thinking partner in a spontaneous interaction that helps people to expand their perception of a situation and of themselves in the context of this, the dilemma they're facing and the outcome they want to create. So I think that's really important that we're looking to expand perception of the situation and of self. You know, who am I in this situation? Because who am I in this situation is often the problem.
Yeah.
And if you can expand that, then possibilities emerge. But it's always within the context of what is it the person really wants as an end result that's not happening now.
So what is great coaching?
Yeah.
What is great coaching in one word by definition to you? I mean, in one sentence, just to recap.
Well, but that's different. That's mm-hmm. different. So, you know, I think the definition of it being a partnership is important. But being a partnership means that the best coaches use their presence. They say less.
Mm-hmm.
I always say the less I say, the more profound I am.
Yeah.
And you can tell with their presence that they're connecting and they're not thinking. They're out of their head, not thinking. You know, it's the unconscious competent where I don't have to think about what I'm doing anymore. I just trust. And if I'm wrong, who cares? The client will say, you know, that's not right. Just right. Okay. So let's explore it more. I don't worry about it. So it's the presence and the trust that the coach holds that makes them great.
Yeah,
now, all of that is written in the competencies. So the competencies aren't like these rules. The competencies are really guidelines that look at both structure and flow. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but I helped to write the first competencies. So
I didn't know. So.
Yeah. So I am very passionate about it.
Yeah.
But I think there that it's like learning your scales when you learn to play the piano. You have to learn your scales before you can improvise.
Yeah. But for being an organic coach, so what recommendation or advice do you have?
I'm not sure what you mean by organic.
I mean, just being comfortable, as you mentioned, having a presence that the clients be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And one other thing that I learned from you, how to be comfortable with the silence. So then
mm-hmm. yes.
the flow of conversation. Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why the ICF requires so many hours for certification because you need to practice. Just like I said, my first class, he said, go coach. That's the only way you learn it. Mm-hmm. You know, after so many sessions, 100 hours, 500, and you know, mastery, what is it? I don't know, 7,500 something.
Yeah.
I don't know. After so many practice sessions, you don't have to think about it anymore. It's just like riding a bike.
Yeah.
So you have to do it with practice, and do not expect that you're going to ever do it perfectly. You know, they just want you to be present than more than they need you to be perfect. So that's the key. And silence, you know, if I'm really listening to you, I'm going to sense what you need in the moment. And if I ask you a question and you take some time to think about it, it's not for me to interrupt your thinking. You know, if it goes on way too long and you've got to give it a little bit longer than is comfortable, then you might say, do you mind sharing with me what's going on in your mind right now? But silence is critical.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. No wonder they say silence talk louder than the words. So we are reaching to the end of our time. So Marcia, how our listener can know and find more about you?
Well, you were so wonderful to mention my website at the beginning.
Yes.
It's, you know, there's two ways to find it, but they all go to the same place. So The website is covisioning.com. But if you type in outsmartyourbrain.com, you'll come up with the same thing. But I also have a YouTube channel, and there's a lot of little videos on that. And I'm all over LinkedIn. So, you know, you can find me. And, you know, I have a new book coming out in January. So I'll be all over social media in a few months.
Oh, really? So would you mind to share the name of the book with us?
Well, actually, it's Breakthrough Coaching. It's to complement the work and to take coach the person to the next level. All the things I've learned since that book published, and I've been teaching this, and we're going to put out an advanced coaching program next year after the book launches. So it really just, you know, especially if you've read Coach the Person, either way, if you have or you haven't, but it's to take it to the next level. It's got resource tools for every chapter. It's got exercises for every section. So it's kind of a hybrid workbook book. And, you know, just to share everything I've learned in the last like 4 years.
Yeah, so wonderful. Yeah, I've read your book, The Coach, the Person, Not the Problem, and I've been the Breakthrough 1 and 2, and I look forward to the Advanced Level 2 and the new book that is coming. Thank you so much for your presence, you know, and for being with us today and your passion. And I still have many questions. You know, I asked one and I got one for free, so I stuck to it. Hopefully we can have a part 2 after your new book comes.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. It comes out January 30th.
That's wonderful. Have a wonderful day and look forward to hear and see more of you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye to our listeners. And remember, one podcast at a time. Thank you for being with us for another one. You can visit our website at myconscious.org to learn more about us, or write to us at coach@myconscious.org. And please stay connected by following us on our social media platforms, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, not to miss our upcoming episodes and events. Love and light from all of us to you. Make it a great day, everyone.